lifting your spirit. Hi there, I'm Sarah. Present over perfect. Leaving behind frantic for a simpler, more soulful way of living. Doesn't that just make you want to take a big, deep sigh of relief? Present Over Perfect is the title of the latest book from Shauna Nyquist, one of my all-time favorites. Perhaps you're familiar with her book, Bread and Wine, which is full of beautiful stories as well as recipes. I feel like all books should combine food and words. And we get to spend some time with Shauna today. Now, before we launch into this new book, which we will, anyone that follows Shauna on Instagram has seen a bunch of pictures for her summer. She spends it at the lake. And I can tell it's just so rejuvenating, Shauna. Let's start with that.
You know, probably the biggest thing that I love is I just love being on the water. I love everything about the water and the sounds and the smells. And I love the beach. And I love being around boats and marinas. And I grew up that way. So this little town that we moved to for the summer is everything about the town is oriented toward the water, which I just love. And we rent a little house up there, and it's right near the little downtown and where we keep our boat. So we never use the car, and we buy everything at the farmer's market, and it's just like a little dream world. So it's really simple, and it's a small town. And again, everything's about the water. And one of my favorite things about it is we walk down to the pier, and there's a red lighthouse, and it's really beautiful, and people go stand on the pier and on the beach every night to watch the sunset like they're going to a movie. And so people start lining up to get like their good seats on the pier, standing where they want to stand. And then everyone watches it in total silence. And then everyone applauds when it's over. And I just think that's such a sweet way to live, where you say like, I don't need a movie. I don't need a Broadway show. I don't need a whatever. I'm going to stand here and watch the sunset and then just applaud wildly for what just happened. I love that.
I love it, too. And you have two boys. Why don't you tell me one of the favorite moments for each of them?
So Henry is almost 10 and Mac is almost 5. And my husband bought a water mat this summer, which is like, it's like 5 inches thick and then really long, like 20 feet long or something and 5 feet wide. And you have little anchors on either side. And it's basically, they just wear themselves out. They'll tackle my husband and my dad and my brother for hours on end. They'll jump off. The last day we were at the beach, Mac jumped off 100 times. So it is like just the ultimate kind of water play thing. And that has provided us hours of entertainment this summer.
I love it. I love how I can scroll through your Instagram feed as you describe this and see all the photographs.
Yep.
What is one of your quintessential summertime go-to meals?
You know, I do like a shocking lack of cooking in the summer. Somehow we're always jumping on and off boats, and we order a lot of pizza, and we get a lot of takeout, and the farmer's market has, the Mexican restaurant in town that we love has a stand at the farmer's market where they sell their handmade tamales. So we always have their tamales and their guacamole and their like pickled carrots, and we love those. So that's kind of a go-to. But then I try to always have either a couple steaks or a pork tenderloin, some asparagus, some corn, and then some rice. And if I have those in the fridge, I can throw all three of the corn, the asparagus, and the protein on the grill all at the same time. And we can have dinner ready in, you know, like 20 minutes. So that's my go-to. And I also love, I know this sounds so silly, but I feel like an old-fashioned, like, pioneer lady when I shuck corn on the porch. And so whenever I have friends over, I'm like, okay, now it's time to shuck corn on the porch. And I'm sure they're like, you can buy it with the husks taken off, but we like to do that part ourselves. And then the little town that we spend our summers in, there's a dairy that's been there for 100 years, and they make the best ice cream. And so the only option for dessert for us is walking to the ice cream shop. We do that several nights a week.
And what's the go-to flavors?
Well, for my boys, it's definitely Blue Moon, which is like this bright, crazy turquoise. And everyone argues about what the actual flavor is, but the closest we've come is it tastes like the cereal milk after you've eaten Fruit Loops. So, and they are crazy about it, but one of their signature flavors is chocolate malt supreme. And I love anything that has that kind of malt flavor. So it tastes like you know, like Whopper's ice cream. So that's my favorite.
What changes do you see in your boys and your husband and yourself after you get away to the lake and you are there long enough to decompress?
I think we are more spontaneous. We're definitely less connected to screens and technology, which I love. We're way more oriented toward being outside than in. And those are things that are really important to me. So I love watching the way, you know, when you take kids to the beach for like the first 5 minutes, they're like, this is boring. What do we do here? And then they just start figuring out things to do, and they bury each other and they build weird stuff. And they, and you're, the beach has something like this sort of magic for kids where they can just, they would never be able to play for that long just in a living room or a basement, but they can find stuff to do on a beach for just hours. And I love that.
I love it. Well, let's dive into your book. Some of these suggested questions that they gave are just absolutely perfect. So I'm going to go off of a couple of them. But before we dive completely in, why don't you just go ahead and explain present over perfect, how it came to be?
Yeah, I was just the actual phrase came from Christmas several years ago. I had a newborn, and things felt busy because they always do because it's Christmas. I had a newborn and a 5-year-old, and I was aware of all the things competing for my time and energy and how undone everything felt. You know, the gifts aren't wrapped. They aren't all purchased, and we didn't even make cookies yet, and I haven't said yes to this or no to that, and I haven't figured out this, and I haven't packed for that. And I realized that I so badly wanted it to be this, like, amazing, mythical, magical Christmas experience for my family, but that my anxiety and pushing was not going to make it mystical or magical. It was going to make it horrible. That my desire for it to be perfect was actually going to make it awful. And so I kind of said to myself, like, I don't think I can push for perfect. So I think I'm going to take that off the table, and instead I'm just going to try to be here for all of it, to just not miss it, to just be right in the mess and in the beauty. And so in that kind of moment, the phrase that stuck out to me, present over perfect. And I just jotted it down and I ended up writing a blog post about it. And it connected with people in a way that was a little bit unusual, and has stayed with me and with several of the readers for whom it was valuable. And so it's sort of just been this ongoing symbol or phrase that captures how we want to live, instead of pushing and proving and forcing things to be like magical, letting them be what they are and showing up anyway. And for me, that's been a really life-changing process.
One of the things you write about is that Christians sometimes know things about their faith, like we understand the doctrine and we could repeat it to other people, but we have yet to experience it in a transforming way. The example you give is God's unconditional love.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been a Christian all my life. I'm a pastor's kid. I went to a Christian college. I know a lot of things about faith, and there are a lot of aspects of faith that come that are really natural to me that I love. I love serving. I love worshiping. I love connecting in community. Those things have not been particularly difficult for me to figure out. But for a whole bunch of reasons, the idea of really grasping and living in and being transformed by God's unconditional love, that has been really tricky for me. And I think that's the process of being a Christian, is you learn things and then you learn them at a deeper level and then a deeper level and then a deeper level. And that has been the thing I've needed to learn on a deeper level in this season.
What's a specific example of how you experienced his unconditional love in a way that kind of changed your thinking pattern?
Well, one of the things that's been really helpful for me is a practice of centering prayer, which is essentially choosing silence and stillness and quieting your own thoughts and inviting God's, the reality of God's thoughts, what he says in the Bible, what he says about us, to kind of drill down very deeply into our souls. So, you know, there are all kinds of aspects of prayer. Sometimes we're talking to him and he's talking to us, and sometimes we're praying alongside other people in prayers that we've memorized or that we're reading. But centering prayer specifically is that kind of creating space and putting everything else to the side just for a minute and dwelling very deeply on one aspect or attribute or word about God. And the word I use is unconditional. And that has been, when I practice that regularly in the morning and at night for just a couple minutes at a time, it really changes the way I go throughout my whole day.
What's your hope that others would benefit from reading Present Over Perfect?
I hope that they feel invited to look deeply into their own lives and maybe create some new space and some new rhythms, some permission to remake a rhythm of life. You know, essentially, this has been my journey of when I tried to explain it to a mentor of mine, how I was feeling and what I felt like had gone wrong and how I was off track. Her advice to me was stop right now, remake your life from the inside out. And so that's sort of what I've been doing. And that's what I would invite readers into. Is there any part of your life that needs to be remade from the inside out?
For others that have read your previous books and devoured them, they're wondering if there's any recipes in here or how they're going to get some food.
You know, this is not a recipe book. And this book is a little bit different than the rest. It's not as funny. It's not as light. There are no recipes. But it's been a really important journey. And I have not signed a contract yet, but I am thinking that maybe a cookbook might be next. So if you can hold on for this little kind of serious inner journey, I promise that there will be snacks on the other side.
And that's so good. That's a good promise. We're going to hold you to it. And for someone, like, maybe they can follow your Instagram or Pinterest or something if they need to be tided over. Or you can share some of what inspires you and they can go after what you go after.
Well, you know, I'm a major reader, so especially fiction is just my favorite, but also cookbooks. I read cookbooks like crazy, and there are a lot of good ones coming out right now. Specifically, if I could just mention one, Jenny Rosentrack, who I love, she is the woman who writes the blog called Dinner a Love Story, and then she has a book that's also called Dinner a Love Story, and I love both of them. And in September, she has a book coming out called How to Celebrate Everything, which is like my favorite title of any book ever. And it's all about how we use like traditions and patterns and recipes to create meaningful rhythms in our lives and in our family's lives. So that one is totally a favorite right now.
And I see it on your Instagram feed. This looks great. How to Celebrate Everything. Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
She sent me a copy over Memorial Day weekend, and my cousin and I rented a house together with all of our kids up in this, you know, same little town, and she and I took turns reading it, and we cried. We just felt like this is a really special way to live, to connect, to make meaningful rituals and traditions for your family around the table. So I'm really excited about that one.
It's so funny because once you say that, it sparks memories of, I mean, like my grandmother, she's since passed away, but doggone it, if my fondest memories of her aren't something she made, like in the kitchen, or the smell of her house when I was a little girl, or, you know, mm-hmm. just what she was so good at, or the same with my mom. It would be when she put that red You Are Special Today plate down with somebody's favorite meal.
Totally. And, you know, what I love about this book is, so Jenny, she writes a lot about, you know, holidays and that kind of stuff, but she also has like a couple comfort foods that she makes for her kids that are not associated with holidays at all, just with that kid and what they need. And I think that's a really special thing, to love people. You know, I have a friend who loves anything with like pecans or pecan praline. And I'm always thinking of him when they're coming over for dinner. I'm always going to make something for him that has like a pecan praline kind of flavor to it. And I think that's one of the ways that we can love each other.
I totally agree. What's one for your husband that is like, if he's had a hard day, you know that you can cheer him up with?
Guacamole, for sure. Yeah.
You don't even hesitate.
No. Oh, no. If he's, I mean, yeah. We used to joke about it that if he's a musician and if he had a really bad rehearsal, he would stop at the store and buy cereal and milk on the way home. Like, you know, the way some people would buy like a bottle of whiskey, he buys a box of cereal.
Right.
So I can tell if things are going well or poorly based on whether or not he's carrying a box of cereal, but I can always cheer him up. And the great thing is my son, Henry, has taken over the guacamole making in our house, and he makes his own recipe and he's very serious about it. So I just have to make sure we have all the stuff. And then I say, hey, don't you think Dad would like some guacamole tonight? And he'll be like, yep, I'm on it. So
that's a big rite of passage that Henry has stepped up to the guacamole plate.
Well, and what's so great is we had some friends in town recently and the dad was making guacamole because Henry was like playing with the kids or something. But I asked Henry to taste it, and Henry's like, yeah, that's good. That's, it needs salt. So he definitely has a perspective on how he wants his guacamole.
Oh, that's great. Hey, you mentioned your dad. What's the go-to meal that you surprise him with?
Oh, my dad and I both love anything salty and crunchy. So, and particularly we love Bourzan cheese. It's like the white soft cheese with garlic and herbs. So if I knew he was coming over and I wanted to really make him happy, I would make sure we had some Bourzan cheese and crackers.
I feel sorry for anyone that's going to listen to this interview that's not really a foodie, that's just going to be like, what's wrong with these girls?
Also, what are they talking about?
Let it be known that I'm 38 weeks pregnant, so just anything you describe is incredible.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is number three for us. So I'm not quite sure what I'm in for, but yeah.
That's exciting. Do you know if it's a girl or a boy?
It's a girl. Yeah, we have a 9-year-old daughter, Olivia. We have a 4-year-old son, Ethan. And then this little Nora is going to be here in a couple weeks.
Oh, so fun. I love the name Nora. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, we're really excited. But anyways, that's why I'm just kind of want you to just, you know, describe food.
Talk to me more about food. I get it.
In fact, I have a list on my fridge of all the things, you know how you're not supposed to eat certain things during pregnancy or whatever. And so some of the stuff I'm craving the most, I can't have. And so I have a list that I look at every day. And this morning driving into work, I thought to myself, I'm really excited to meet Nora, but I am really excited for a cold turkey sandwich.
Isn't that funny? And it's the whole rest of your life, you can eat as many turkey sandwiches as you want. They're not that special.
Right.
But then as soon as someone tells you you can't, you're like, they're my favorite.
I know. And so now I'm just like, okay, so the baby's going to be born. Who is coming to the hospital with the turkey sandwich? That's your entrance into the room.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. People who bring flowers are nice. People
right.
who bring really good food, they're even better. Yeah.
I completely agree. Well, it looks like that's our 20 minutes. And so getting off with the phone with you is always the hardest part. So please write your cookbook so I can interview you again, okay?
I will. I absolutely will. And I'll look forward to it. Congratulations on your upcoming new addition to your family.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on the release of this book. I have a copy
Thank
here in
you.
My hand. And, you know, no big deal. Forward by Brené Brown. Whatever.
Isn't that amazing? I just about died.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to ask her for months and months. And I just didn't want to because I thought for sure she'd say no. Just she's so busy, you know. And then all at once, I just just asked her. I'm just going to ask her. And she got right back to me and said yes, so sweetly. And of course, obviously, I would love to. And I was like, Aaron, look. Do you think it's a joke? Do you think she's playing a joke on me? And he's like, yeah, that's what I think. She's punking you right now.
Oh, that's just so special. When you got that back and you read it, is it one of those things where you go tuck yourself away somewhere and you read it and you just kind of soak it in?
Totally. Totally. Absolutely. It was unbelievable. She has been a really good friend to me and a mentor from a distance, but still she's a very busy person and lots of people ask her for that kind of stuff. So I was just blown away and really, really thankful.
Shauna Nyquist. The book is Present Over Perfect.